And is the Studio Art Tour. It's an annual event here in, I want to say Northfield, but really it's not even Rice County. It goes beyond Rice County. It's in the whole region. We have the Studio Art Tour, and one of the organizers is with us right now, Tammy Ressler. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
The Studio Art Tour, let's talk about that. You know, I was trying to think back to last year, and you did actually have one last year?
We did have one last year, yep. We scaled back our advertising and marketing, but we had a lot of artists who actually chose to participate in a more, you know, people wore masks and the social distancing, and we were a lot of outdoor venues and things like that. But we did have a lot of artists participate last year. We didn't want to totally call it off. So,
all right,
scaled it back.
You're back once again this year, and it's being promoted quite a bit more than it was last year.
For sure.
Let's talk about it. It's, I guess it starts off, some of the artists will be open on Friday. Is that correct?
Yep. And we have a brochure available. We have the brochures available at the art centers and at various businesses around Northfield, Faribault, Farmington. We also have www.studioarttour, which is with one T, .com. And you can get a map there. But we have 36 artists participating at 17 locations throughout those cities. And those are all going to be open on Saturday and Sunday, but some are open on Friday. And on the brochure and on the website, it does indicate when they're open.
Boy, 36 artists.
36 artists.
How long has this been going on now? Do you know?
About 17 years.
I was going to say, back in the early days, you know, you had maybe a half dozen up to a dozen or so, but it's kind of expanded and expanded.
I've been involved in it. So 2018 was the first year that I was involved with it. And in that year, I think we had probably about the same amount of artists that we had now. So we grew a little bit. And then, of course, last year happened it did. And then, so this year we're back up to 36.
All right. And that covers not only Northfield and Faribault, but you have Farmington.
We've had artists in Nurse Strand and other places. This year, again, it's one of those things where I think that the current conditions, that must not be named, because we couldn't name it. But because of that, it's just some artists are, they're not wanting to necessarily have people in their studios and things yet. It's that comfort level that I assume will grow back.
And that's certainly understandable.
Absolutely.
No doubt about
it.
But the artists, there are, as you mentioned, 36 artists, 17 locations that are participating. Now, when people go on the tour, will they actually see the artists at it, creating art, working?
Yeah, we have a lot of artists who are actually in their studios. Again, with on the brochure and on the website, there's the indications of who will be doing demos. So we do have a lot of artists who are going to actually be doing demos. So, for instance, I'm a potter. So I do a lot of carving on pottery and clay and things like that. And I do that as a demonstration. We have other people who will do demos of painting, weaving, jewelry making. So lots of these studios that people attend, they'll be able to see actually the processes of the artists making their art, as well as the art itself. And of course, it's for purchase.
And it's amazing the wide variety of art that there is
there.
It's not just somebody painting a picture on a piece of paper or canvas. It is such a wide range of, I guess this would be called visual arts.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now you mentioned there's going to be potters there, jewelers, of course, people who do like to paint. And
woodworking. We have Reed Hendershot, who lives here in here in Northfield, and he does woodworking. We have a lot of potters. We have people who do collage. We have people who do watercolor painting, rose mauling. So, for the Norwegians in the area, which I think there are a few, rose mauling, other things like that. So it's actually really something for everybody. And the season is coming where the leaves are changing. Beautiful drive.
Oh, absolutely. And right now, the forecast is calling for 77 and sunny.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I said, the first year that I participated, it snowed. And then when I didn't do it last year, and it was beautiful, and I was like, I think it might be me. It might be me. So we'll I was hoping this year, if I did do it, which I am on it, I was hoping that it would be nice, but I was imagining that I would summon snow. So let's hope. Let's hope you're right, Jeff.
Hopefully it's 77 degrees, which is what the forecast
called
for.
Fingers crossed, man.
Yeah, hopefully that'll stick around, and and it won't be snowing. So it looks like you'll be enjoying a good day. Yeah. And really, what a great day to get around. I mean, 2 days, actually 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday are the main days.
Yes.
But if you can't do that, you know, visit some, or if you'd like to do them all in 1 year, start on Friday night.
And I tell you, I sometimes do go to art tours for, I just did an art tour last weekend where I went on the art tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to hit everything in one day. And you start off and you're chatting and you're having a good time. And by the end of the day, you're screaming through studios because you just want to get them all done. So unfortunately, the one I went to was, you know, over an hour away, and I couldn't go back to cover the ground. But if you're in the area and you want to spread it out over a couple of days, it's a good opportunity to, you know, get out and see a lot of different things.
Now, you'll be able to talk with artists. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that artists would be willing to accept commissions at that time if you'd like
something
made. But will the artwork, will it be, of course, demonstrated? Will there be artwork for sale at that time?
Yeah, it's all for sale. For mm-hmm. a lot of artists, this is one of the big things that they do during the year. So, as far as income, so as you can imagine, being an artist can be sort of a lonely endeavor, and you don't necessarily get out a lot. And for some people who don't want to do festivals, and they aren't necessarily in a lot of galleries because it's just not, marketing can be hard. The business of art, it can be, you know, sometimes challenging. So this is an opportunity for the artists to sell their work. And so we hope that people will support the artists and come out and, you know, see what they're doing. And I have like a huge mug collection myself. Mm-hmm. I always say if I bring one more mug home, my boyfriend will leave me because he does the dishes. So, but I do have a large collection of art in my house. I love to, this is one of the downsides of being in the tour, is I don't get to go on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go on the tour, and like the tour we did last weekend, I was like, I gotta have that birdhouse and that little kitty cat, that little ceramic kitty cat, that I gotta have, you know. So I have my treasures and I bring them home, and you know, art brings joy, and it brightens up everything you do, from having a cup of coffee in the morning and a special mug to sitting down in the afternoon and, you know, you can read the paper and look around and see pictures on the walls. It just makes life worth living.
Absolutely. Agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Now, for our listeners out there who would like to participate in the tour by just going around and seeing the artists, how do they do that? What is there a cost to it? Do they need to register? How do they find the places?
So literally, if you pick up a brochure, and again, we have lots of retailers around Northfield and Faribault have these brochures available. Or if you go to the studioarttour.com, or you can just Google South Central Minnesota Studio Art Tour, and you go there, you can see a map. And the map indicates where each of these is. Now, what I do is I get out my little friend, you know, Siri, and I mm-hmm. tell her where I want to go, and she generally takes me to the correct place. So that's definitely a way to go. But obviously the addresses are on here, and there is a map on the brochure. I'm showing Jeff the mm-hmm. map, so
yes.
If you can all see me.
And
here.
That's good to have, folks. If you plan on going multiple, you can, especially if a couple of days, you can hit all the ones in the Northfield area in one day, go south and visit those.
We tried to number them so that you could start in Farmington, which mm-hmm. is kind of the furthest south, and then move your way right through into Northfield. There are ones that are along the path into Northfield, as well as in the city proper. There's some that are just outside, you know, in the farmlands. And then you can boogie on down to Faribault
mm-hmm.
and hit a few there. Make a day of it.
They're making art everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, making
Jeff.
Art.
You could make art too.
Now, I did do the did a quick Google search, and I think I just studio art tour, and it came right up.
Yeah.
So you can't really miss it, folks. That's
the website's there. You can try and miss it, but you will not be able to.
It even has the front door of every place that is on the tour there.
It does.
I like that.
And we have a lot of sponsors this year who've been so generous. And, you know, it's a rough economy for people, mm-hmm. especially for small businesses. And a lot of them we're so gratified to see that they see the value in supporting their community and supporting the arts. So we also encourage people, take a look at the website, see who our sponsors are, go to our sponsors, and, you know,
if you have a list, you're more than welcome to, because that is a wonderful, Northfield, Rice County, Faribault, all the areas have so many businesses that do support the community, and they support it for just because things like this need to be done.
They do, yeah. And it's just, I love the owners of these businesses. They're so kind and they're so generous, and you go to these businesses and it's like, that's what, to me, I grew up in Richfield, which is, you know, first ring suburb of Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and you don't see these small businesses. You don't see these little places that are just so welcoming, have a cup of coffee, you walk in and they go, the huge, you know, and you have the huge. And in small towns, that's what you get. And so the, you know, being able to support the businesses that support the communities is so mm-hmm. important.
All right. Tammy Ressler is our guest. Tammy, do you have anything else about the Studio Art Tour you'd like to bring
up? Come on
out.
See us. We're going to be there just sitting and making stuff and waiting for you.
And I believe Paul Granquist coming up this Friday is going to have a number of people involved with that event. So we'll have a little longer form conversation, but put it on your calendar right now.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to listening to that too, because we have some new artists this year, and I think Paul is going to have some of them on the show with her.
Good deal. Yeah. All right. Tammy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me. Appreciate it.
Tammy Ressler, once again, among the organizers of the Studio Art Tour that's coming up Saturday and Sunday, and some places are open Friday as well. So check out their website at studioarttour.com. And there's only Art Tour, ArtOur. It's like Art Hour.
Yeah.
There you have it. We've got Rich coming back in with local news in just a moment. Here's MNN.